Des Moines Classic Rock 95 KGGO. Very excited to welcome this individual back on the lines with me. The one, the only, the iconic guitar player, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Kenny, thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us here in Des Moines.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, the last time you were in town, it was with the Hendrix Experience. You guys wrapped that tour up. What was that like when you got towards the end of that?
Well, you know, the whole tour is great. I mean, we've done it many times over the years, and it's always like an all-star cast of characters. You know, incredible musicians paying tribute to the greatest guitar player of all time. So we always look forward to it whenever it happens.
Yeah, so you guys tour, you know, part of that experience, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd band part of that as well. Now you guys are changing gears. You're celebrating 30 years of Leadbetter Heights hitting the road early next year. Kenny, what's that like knowing this album is now 30 years old already?
Well, that's pretty incredible, man. It's hard to believe so much time has passed. But it's such a monumental occasion for us because this is the record that introduced me, my music, and my band to the world. And this is the foundation that we built an incredible fan base that has now supported us with, you know, 30 years worth of music and touring. And, you know, we're just looking forward to getting out there and celebrating this music. You know, we recorded a brand new version of the record where we reimagined some of the songs, and they'll have a new listening experience if they check out the new version when it comes out early next year. And we're going to do this tour. We play the whole album live in concert for the very first time, along with a lot of hits from our other records. And it's just going to be a really great tour.
Yeah, you guys are basically doing two sets. Like you just mentioned, you're playing, you know, Leadbetter Heights in its entirety and then busting out, you know, the greatest hits and some other stuff for fans that, you know, want to get the full experience. If you could talk to 18-year-old Kenny Wayne Shepherd right now working on this album and let him know where we would be at today with it, what do you think he would say?
You know, I had no idea when I was 17 years old. I was doing this record. It was the last 3 months of my senior year in high school. The one thing that I knew for sure is nothing is guaranteed. So I had no idea what was going to happen. I just knew I was making a record. I had a great opportunity to play music and to make a record and put it out there and just wait and see what happened. And thankfully, the people reacted to us, and here we are 30 years later. But, you know, to my 18-year-old self when the record came out, I mean, a lot of people say, what kind of advice would you give your younger self? And really, it's just like try to absorb every moment, just try to be in the now as much as possible because, you know, we only really have this moment until the next one happens and nothing's guaranteed. And so, you know, just soak it up.
I absolutely love that right there. You know, got a little choked up hearing that. I mean, that's great advice for the listeners out there, for everyone. That's just life advice in general. So it's a really, you know, unique and refreshing perspective on things.
Well, it's something that you only learn, I think, from experience. You know, I think it comes with age, you know, as we get older, which we all are at this point. You're able to look back on things and really appreciate them for what they are and at least have the knowledge of trying to be more present, you know. And we're all human, so we fall short. I'm sure there's moments where I could be more present today. But I definitely have the awareness, and that's the biggest first step, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you've got the awareness and stuff like that, like you had mentioned. You know, this album came out 95 in the midst of just, you know, grunge domination as far as what was played on MTV, played on the radios. Were you expecting the sort of reception that it got at that point, given the climate in rock and roll?
Well, like I said, I really didn't know what to expect. And, you know, people were still kind of mourning the loss of Stevie Ray Vaughan, who died in 1990. And, you know, only 5 years had passed. And it was still kind of a sensitive thing for people who love blues music. And so I didn't know what to expect. But it was pretty remarkable looking back on it, realizing how new grunge was and how big of a deal that was. And that a guy my age, a teenager, doing blues music could have had the success that we had back then. But I think part of it was my age. And it gave a younger audience an opportunity to get turned on to another kind of music.
Yeah, you're sort of exposing that younger audience who, like we had talked, or I just mentioned, you know, at the time, grunge was dominated. So if you were a teen in the mid-90s, you know, you were flanneled out to the gills, you know, the ripped jeans, the whole nine. To hear something fresh and, you know, different and just musically, you know, so much, I don't want to say as far as, you know, the ability to play the guitar doing the blues as opposed to, you know, some of the crunchy power chords as grunge music goes, but a completely different sound and skill set.
Well, for me, I always tried to take blues music and do something different with it. So, like, you know, my music from the get-go was blues-based, heavily blues-influenced, but we were always mixing it up and usually, you know, giving it more of a rock vibe. And I think that makes it accessible to more people. And like I said, the fact that I was so young, the younger generation saw somebody their age doing it. And so then they could go, okay, well, what's this guy doing? You know, they could relate to it, seeing somebody their age doing it instead of dismissing it as their grandparents' music.
On the line with me right now, the one and only Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Ledbetter Heights with a show here in Des Moines on May 3rd over at the Hoyt Sherman Place. Kenny, you're taking out with you this time, you know, your co-vocalist Noah Hunt, who was not a part of the original album when this came out.
Yeah, so on the first record, we had a different singer. His name was Corey Sterling. And the interesting thing about Corey was he had a real kind of alternative rock-sounding voice, which was, again, interesting for the time and maybe helped us reach, you know, a different audience. But by the time that it was the time to go in the studio to record the second album, things just weren't working out, and Corey and I went our separate ways, and that's when we found Noah, and Noah became the lead singer in my band, and so he's been with us ever since. But a lot of the fans over the years have often wondered, what would that first album sound like if Noah would have been in the band back then? And now they're going to get their chance to hear that, because, you know, like I said, we recorded a brand new version of this record, and Noah's singing those songs, and, you know, we've given some of those songs different treatments, so... you know, when you listen to it, you're going to get a brand new listening experience of a record that you've been familiar with for 30 years.
It's excited. You got this fan excited to hear it. You know, you talk about that. Like you mentioned, Noah, you know, not on the first album, going to get the opportunity to hear his vocals now with this album. You know, you talk about putting, you know, this stuff together and putting new spins on it. What was it like to get back in the studio and kind of reimagine it, or imagine these songs?
Yeah, it was cool. It brought up a lot of memories to making the original record, you know, but it gave me an opportunity. The good news is this is when you, if you hated something that you did and always wished it could have been different, this is the opportunity to change that. But thankfully, you know, I'm pretty proud of all of my body of material, you know, and I've never allowed myself to do something that I was embarrassed of or didn't feel inspired to do. So I didn't need to go rewrite history, but there are some things that have evolved with these songs over the years with us playing them live. And so we just introduced some of those ideas to the songs. I mean, even if it's something as simple as on the original album, the song Faded Out, but on the new version of the record, we have a firm ending to it that we've developed over the years of playing it live. There's one song, Riverside, that I sang, and we kind of really reimagined that, slowed it down a bit to make it much more moody. You know, a couple of other songs, we put some different instrumentation on here and there. But we didn't alienate the sound of the original album.
No, and I love that. And I was going to ask that question, how much of playing these songs live over the past 30 years has led to this sort of reimagining? And I think that's really cool from a fan perspective. Anyone who's seen you guys in concert before, getting to hear, you know, the live version of these, quote unquote, so to speak, now on the new, you know, remastered release issue that's coming out next year.
Yeah, so, like, I think people who have seen us live in concert are going to hear some of the things that are going to sound familiar to them because they saw us do it in concert. And I think that it's – what I've realized is when we went into the studio, we actually started recording the songs in two different manners. In one way, we would try and get really close to the sound of the original record, and then we would do the song again and play it as if we were playing it the live concert, right? And so then I was able to compare the two, and I was able to kind of take the best of both performances, and then we went in and kind of did a take of the song where we combined what we thought were the best bits of both. And that's the end result, is what you hear on this record.
No, I cannot wait. It is going to be a great time. Always is when Kenny Wayne Shepherd comes to town. May 3rd over at the Hoyt Sherman Place. You can get your tickets and all that information over at KGGO.com. Kenny, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us here in Des Moines. Cannot wait to see you in May.
Hey, man, we're looking forward to coming. I appreciate you having me on the show, and we certainly hope to see you at the concert.
Oh, absolutely. Going to be a good time. I will see you there for sure.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Yep. Have a good one.